This is Harry Murray at Murray's Flash Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. We're doing our podcast for early October in what we anticipate the fishing will be throughout October and November for both the trout and the smallmouth bass. Let's talk about the delayed harvest streams and the large stock streams here in Virginia first. The state has recently put many large trout in both of these streams. With the water level we have now, these trout are going to move throughout the full length of these streams. So in order to get your best action, get away from the areas that the hatchery truck dumps them in. Move on back away from them, as much as a mile or half mile in some cases would give you good action. Now, in order to cover this length of water effectively, I like to use streamers. My favorites are going to be the Murray's Pearl Marauder, the Murray's Black Marauder, and the Murray's Silver Ghost, all of those in about a size 10. And what I do to cover this water effectively, I start right below the riffle in the head of the pool, cast across stream. After that streamer sinks deeply, I strip it back across the stream bottom, about 6 inches every 10 seconds, and just keep gradually working downstream, downstream, downstream till I get to the tail of the pool, go across the riffle, and then continue this on down through the stream. This is going to show your fly to every fish out there. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to catch every fish out there, but every guy out there is going to get a chance to see it. Now, some of these fish are right large, as I mentioned. I like to use my Bright Butt 9-foot 2X hand-tied knotted leader on this. This is a strong leader. The fluorescent butt sections I put in there helps tremendously in the strike detection. So these streams, both the delayed harvest and the large stock streams like Big Stony and all those, should fish real well throughout October and November. All right, let's mention the mountain trout streams next. Since the brook trout are spawning throughout the Blue Ridge Mountains and those streams back along the West Virginia line in October and November, many anglers feel we shouldn't stress them by fishing for them now, even though you plan to return them to the stream. So let's skip that and go on to the smallmouth bass. I fished twice the last couple days, and the fishing on smallmouth has just been outstanding. I have never in my life seen the growth that we have out of the smallmouth bass this year. In other words, I'm talking about the average size of the bass now as compared to what I saw in May and June. Now, the first half of October, the water is still warm enough that these fish are going to feed pretty actively, even in the shallow water. The fly that I'm using a whole lot now is the new Murray's crayfish. I've never seen the crayfish as thick as they were. Maybe that's part of what accounts for the terrific size growth these bass have seen. But in water from 3 to 4 feet deep over a cobblestone bottom, this crayfish just crawled right across the stream bottom is exceptionally effective. Now, after about the middle of October, the water temperature drops. Often the bass are going to move into the deeper water. In addition to the crayfish, which I use there, I'm using our Murray's Magnum Hogsucker and the Murray's Magnum Darter. Now, depending on the speed of the water and the depth of the water, I'm talking about water now that's going to be over 4 feet deep. They're going to move into this water that's up to 6-7 feet deep, and not many places on the Shenandoah drainage you're going to find water much over that except behind the dams. So where you've got this deeper water, the bass are moving in there. They're holding down close to the stream bottom. You very seldom are going to find them in the 2-foot deep water out along the edges. And what I like to do here is switch over and use the Scientific Angler Mastery Sink Tip 3 line. That sinks about 2 to 4 inches per second, and that'll get them down pretty quickly. Now, with that, to take full advantage of that line, I use our 6-foot 2X fluorocarbon sinking leader, and that lets you get the flies down to where they should be real deeply and just strip them real slowly across the stream bottom, maybe about 6 inches every 20 seconds or something like that. Now, what I like to do to cover this water thoroughly, I either park my boat over on the side, or I wade down the side of the pool and I cast across stream, across these streamers and the crayfish now, cast them across stream, let them sink deeply, then strip them real, real slowly across the stream bottom, and I'll work my way all the way down the full length of that pool till I come to the shallow tail, get out of there and move on downstream. And just like with that trout technique, this is going to show your fly to everybody out there. Now, a lot of these fish are going to be real lazy in the way they're striking. The way I like to do this, when I, let's say I made this cast across stream, that guy just, my streamer fell 10 foot below the riffle. All right, I'm going to let him sink down deeply. I personally find it's almost a must to follow that line downstream with the rod tip. In other words, I want my rod tip pointing where the line is coming out of the water. Strip it with my line hand about 6 inches every 20 seconds, something like that. Now, this, even though I've got my rod tip pointing right down that line, I'm still got to be on my P's and Q's to set that hook. I'm going to feel that strike in my line hand or the fingers that are on the line in my rod hand. The instant I feel that, I'm going to nail him just as hard as I can by stripping with that line hand, at least 3 foot strip, and I'm going to simultaneously lift the rod tip to set the hook. This telegraphs a strike down to the bass real, real quickly. See, sometimes we're kind of late in detecting the strike, and he may be right ready to split it out. You only got about a second or second and a half before he spits it out. So by being in touch with him, you're going to know as well as you possibly can when he takes it. But when you're aware of that, sometimes just a subtle bump, you hit him with the left hand, you hit him with the right hand, and you're in good shape. But now this fishing should continue real well on both the North and the South Fork of the Shenandoah River all the way through October and through November. If you're not sure where to find these places, just stop in the fly shop here in Edinburgh, and I'll go over the maps. Some of this is covered in my book, Virginia Blue Ribbon Stream, that shows all the access places on the James, New, Clinch, Rappahannock, Shenandoah, all those. A lot of that information is in there. But if you're in my area here in Edinburgh, Virginia, just swing in and let me go over the maps that show you exactly where you can find these nice deep runs. If you have any questions on all of this, just ring me back at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.